2023 National English Competition for College Students. Level C, Preliminary. Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, 1 question will be asked, and you have 15 seconds to read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
1. Oh, Mark, that was Mr. Griffin. You know, that nice man from Sydney who's been here a couple of times before. He's booked a single room for 2 nights from tonight.
Ah, good. Wait a moment. Which room have you put him in?
Let me just check. Oh, I put him in number 22. Is that okay?
Question. Where did this conversation probably take place?
I hate walking into our building in the morning. All the smokers stand around the building's entrance puffing away. I can't take it. Sorry, I'm just a little bit worked up.
That's okay. I understand. A lot of people really hate smoke.
I'm glad they banned smoking inside the office, but I wish I didn't have to smell it while walking on the street.
Question. What are smokers doing according to the conversation?
Interesting. Cycling is quite a trend these days, and if you can find bicycles that no one else has, it just might work.
I've always been interested in bicycles, and I know a lot about them. I never thought I would have a chance to open a bike store.
Give it some thought. This could be your calling in life.
Question. What is the man encouraged to do in the conversation? I think everyone recognizes that part about the power of clothes, but that's not exactly why I wear a tie to work every day.
You wear it because you think it makes you smarter.
Yes, I think putting on a shirt and tie actually affects the way my brain works.
That's a very interesting concept.
Question. Why does the man wear a tie to work every day?
Okay, so your username is James Smith 2. That means there must be more than one of you at the university at the moment. Well, what do you want your password to be?
I think I'll choose biology, as that's the subject I'm studying, though my girlfriend Mary will be upset that it's not her name I'm using.
Well, that's all done. You can now use any of the 4 undergraduate computer labs.
Question. What does the man use as his password? Section B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and mark your answers on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation, then read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Could I ask you a few questions? The council that runs the library is doing a survey to find out what kind of books people prefer so that they can direct their buying.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so what type of books do you like?
Well, I'm very keen on mysteries. You know, when a detective is trying to find out who did the murder. Historical novels interest me too. Romance never. My sister loves them, but they bore me to tears. I quite like books on animals too. I get them out sometimes. Not science fiction either. Too weird.
Well, I think that's it then.
Good. Oh, does your library charge anything?
The library is free, unless you want to rent out some of our videos or DVDs.
How much is that?
Well, we rent videos out for $4 each, and DVDs are $6. You must leave us a deposit of $60 as well. That's returnable, of course.
I don't think I'll get any of those just yet. Can I pay later?
Sure. Just give the money in when you're ready to rent them out.
Well, thanks very much. You've been very helpful. I might take a book out now for the weekend, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Well, goodbye. Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation and complete the sentences according to what you hear with one word for each blank. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
Hey, this is interesting, Phil. Have you read this article about blogs?
No, I haven't. What does it say?
It's all about how they're revolutionizing news reporting and journalism. How the news business has been turned on its head, that kind of thing.
Turned on its head? In what way?
Well, it talks about how blogs have gone from being just online diaries or journals to being almost like small-scale private news agencies. It all started during the war in Iraq, when that guy, the Baghdad blogger, started telling people what was going on around him. You know, because he was actually there and wasn't working for a newspaper or TV company. He was free to tell people the realities of life in Baghdad at the time.
Meaning people like me weren't doing that ourselves?
Well, you know, with professional journalists, there's always the feeling that they're not always telling you the full story, that they present a story in such a way as to support the views of their employers. Plus, I suppose this guy didn't have to worry about making everything sound really dramatic and exciting because he wasn't actually trying to sell his stories. He could just tell the truth, in other words.
So that's what you mean by turning the business on its head.
Kind of, yes. Loads of people started copying the Baghdad blogger, and journalists don't like it very much. I guess they're worried that because blogs are basically free to read, people will be less prepared to pay for newspapers, so their jobs will disappear. After all, why would you want to spend money on newspaper like yours when you can read the opinions of people who were actually there, on the scene, as it were?
Actually, that's a good question. But to be honest, I think I'd rather read something written by a trained and experienced journalist, rather than a few lines of nonsense tapped out by someone who thinks they're the next Pulitzer Prize winner.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
16. Scientists working on Australia's Great Barrier Reef have successfully tested a new method for freezing and storing coral larvae. Larvae are the very young form of the small ocean animal. Coral creates reefs, structures in the ocean that support entire ecosystems. However, climate change is threatening the existence of such reefs. The science project in Australia involves freezing and storing coral larvae to be used later for rewilding. A new material called cryomesh is helping the scientists in the effort.
17. Experts say growing awareness of the costs of food waste has led to more efforts to deal with the problem. ReFed is a group that studies food waste. It says new businesses have raised $300 billion in 2021, double the amount raised in 2020, to deal with the problem. The group estimates that in 2019, around 35% of food available in the U.S., worth about $418 billion, went unsold or uneaten. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says that food waste is the largest kind of material placed in local waste areas.
18. A NASA-led international mission launched a radar satellite from Southern California early on Friday. The satellite will be involved in a major project to research the world's oceans, lakes, and rivers. The satellite is called SWOT, short for Surface Water and Ocean Topography. It is designed to give scientists a never-before-seen view of Earth's water, which covers 70% of the planet. About the size of a car, the satellite uses advanced microwave radar technology to collect detailed height and surface measurements of all bodies of water.
Officials in Kenya say severe drought conditions in a northern area have killed hundreds of wild animals in recent months. Many animals that do survive are starving and weak. They often come in contact with people while searching for food. Kenya's Samburu County has experienced a lack of rain for the past 4 years. This has caused some of the severest dry conditions in 40 years. Officials say drought has killed at least 200 elephants, nearly 400 common zebras, and more than 500 wildebeests over the past 9 months. A number of other species have also been affected.
Countries closed the United Nations COP27 climate meeting on Sunday with a deal to establish a fund to help poor countries suffering weather disasters. The agreement said that poor countries with limited money are most affected by extreme weather events like floods, heat waves, and storms. It established a committee to set up a fund to help deal with bad weather events. The Associated Press described the deal as marking a diplomatic victory for small islands and other nations affected by extreme weather. They won over attendees, including the United States and the European Union, which had resisted the idea of loss and damage.
Section D. In this section, you will hear one monologue. The monologue will be read twice. After listening, answer the questions using not more than 5 words. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to Wesley University Library. This is a 20-minute tour around the library to show you all the facilities and all you will need to know to start off your life here as a student at the university. What I'll start by doing is telling you about what you need to do to join the library. Then I'll briefly tell you about our facilities and guide you quickly round and show you everything. So to join the library, you need to go to the reception between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. After that, the reception closes, though all the other facilities will stay open until 10 p.m. At the reception, they'll give you an application form. After you fill that in, you'll have to give us the fee of £5, which you have to give us every year that you're a member of the library. We will also need to see your university card to confirm that you're a student of the university. And finally, we'll need 2 passport photos, one for our records and the other for your library card. You will need to do all this as soon as possible, so you'll be able to use the facilities at once. I'm sure your workload will begin to build up soon. Now, let me tell you a bit about the facilities. The library opens daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. though. As I told you earlier, the reception operates only between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., although this is extended to 6:30 p.m. on Fridays to give students more time to organize their book requirements for the weekend. The reception is closed on Sundays. Undergraduate students are permitted to take out 4 books at a time, and each book may be borrowed for a period of 2 weeks. Postgraduates may borrow 6 books at a time. Borrowing time can be extended by a period of 1 week per book if the student comes into the library in person with the book in question so it can be re-stamped. We do not renew book borrowings over the phone. If you are late in returning any book, you will be charged a fine of £2 for every week that you are late. You won't be able to take out any other books until this fine is paid. This is not a method of earning money for the library, but merely what we have to do to ensure that all students have access to all the books that they will need.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to Wesley University Library. This is a 20-minute tour around the library to show you all the facilities and all you will need to know to start off your life here as a student at the university. What I'll start by doing is telling you about what you need to do to join the library. Then I'll briefly tell you about our facilities and guide you quickly round and show you everything. So to join the library, you need to go to the reception between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. After that, the reception closes, though all the other facilities will stay open until 10 p.m. At the reception, they'll give you an application form. After you fill that in, you'll have to give us the fee of £5, which you have to give us every year that you're a member of the library. We will also need to see your university card to confirm that you're a student of the university. And finally, we'll need 2 passport photos, one for our records and the other for your library card. You will need to do all this as soon as possible so you'll be able to use the facilities at once. I'm sure your workload will begin to build up soon. Now, let me tell you a bit about the facilities. The library opens daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., though, as I told you earlier, the reception operates only between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., although this is excluded to 6:30 p.m. on Fridays to give students more time to organize their book requirements for the weekend. The reception is closed on Sundays. Undergraduate students are permitted to take out 4 books at a time, and each book may be borrowed for a period of 2 weeks. Postgraduates may borrow 6 books at a time. Borrowing time can be extended by a period of 1 week per book if the student comes into the library in person with the book in question so that it can be re-stamped. We do not renew book borrowing over the phone. If you are late in returning any book, you will be charged a fine of £2 for every week that you are late. You won't be able to take out any other books until this fine is paid. This is not a method of earning money for the library, but merely what we have to do to ensure that all students have access to all the books that they will need.
This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.